Hey, what's up, Warriors? Jeff here from Warrior Life, and it's time for part two of our debate on the best survival round. Is it the 22 long rifle? Let's find out.
Tactical firearms training, urban survival, close quarters combat. Welcome to the show that helps you better prepare for any threat you may face in your role as a protector and a patriot. This is the Warrior Life Podcast.
Hey, what's up, Warriors? Jeff Anderson from WarriorLife.com and WarriorLife Academy, and welcome to podcast episode number 418. Now, if you caught last week's broadcast, you saw my rebuttal to a special forces operator who had put out an article about why the 22 long rifle round is the absolute worst round out there as an all-around survival round. As you know, a lot of preppers feel like the 22 is a great survival round. And this guy said it was basically worse than any other round that was out there. In fact, he challenged somebody. Like, somebody challenged me, let's go 50 paces in opposite directions, me with a 5.56, you with a 22, turn around and shoot, and let's see who wins that gunfight. Well, I had my own little hypothesis about who would win that gunfight, but he had five specific reasons why he did not like the 22 as an all-around survival round. Me personally, being a 22 guy, I had five rebuttals for his reasoning. Now, whether you love 22s or whether you hate 22s, I recommend you go back and watch that broadcast or listen to it on our podcast channels and let me know what you think. And go ahead and leave your comments there for me. I'd love to get your input as well. But I did promise in that broadcast that I would come back for part two and share with you five more reasons why the 22 is the best all-around survival round and share with you some of my best picks for 22 firearms that you might want to look at for your own survival arsenal. All right, so let's go ahead and jump into it now. So reason number one is that the 22 round is a cheaper round to buy. Now, in a shit hits the fan type of an event where we're looking at human predators, like we're talking about chaos, right? Volume matters. Volume matters. Any gun without ammunition is called a club, and it does you absolutely no good. So the more ammunition that you can stockpile, the more the ammunition that you can have access to, the better off you're going to be. Now, I'm not saying that it's going to be the same man stopper that a 5.56 round is. It's not. Go ahead and go back to the last broadcast and you'll hear my point of view on that. However, more rounds means I can do more with it. I can bag more game. I can shoot more people to defend myself and my family. And in an SHTF type of event, any single wound, and people are going to know that when they realize that there's no doctors and hospitals and things like that, that any wound can be deadly. And so even just hearing the sound of a gun go off is going to send people scurrying, most likely, because they realize that even just getting nicked can mean death in that type of an event. So volume matters in an SHTF event. Now, along with that, being able to have more volume, being able to have more ammunition because you can buy more 22 means you can do more with it. So for example, you can train more with it. So if you've ever gone to the range, like a lot of people, like you should be using your, if you use a pistol, like you should be using your carry ammo, your hollow points, whatever you're using for everyday carry, you should be using that and seeing how it actually works with your gun. But people don't like to do it because it's more expensive ammunition. With 22s, since they are less expensive, you're gonna train more. You can do more with it. And you're gonna be able to, the more training you have, the more proficient you're gonna be, the more tactically proficient you're gonna be, the more effective you're gonna be in defending yourself. Now, on the other side of it as well, is that you will be able to trade more with it. Now, when we look at bartering in an SHTF event, trading ammunition is an awkward sort of thing. You could trade ammunition with somebody, you give them, why would you get rid of ammunition? Well, if you need food, I can't eat a bullet. So I might trade ammunition for food or something like that. Now, there is a caution there that somebody could take those bullets that you just gave them, load up a gun and shoot you, take the rest of your ammunition and the food that they just traded you. So you gotta be very careful about that stuff. That's a whole other topic, right? But if you have more ammunition, you at least have something that you can use for trade that's extremely valuable. Food is going to be very valuable. Ammo is going to be very valuable. There are a few other things that are going to have as much value as those are going to have. So with 22 long rifle, and you're not left to just carrying like a small amount of other type of ammunition, you're going to have more ability to get the resources that you and your family are going to need to be able to survive. Now, even though it is cheaper, there is one caution about the 22 long rifle. during ammo shortages, we found that pretty much while all prices skyrocketed everywhere with all types of ammunition, the 22 was really hard to even find. They were really limiting on how much you could even buy. So the lesson there is start buying 22 ammunition now before any sort of a crisis and continuously stockpile it, build it up over time, hoard it, set it aside, make sure that it is stored well. Get into a subscription service. I like Ammo Squared, Ammo Dan over there, great guy, great service. Go ahead and get with a subscription program, and it's kind of like a forced savings program when it comes to your ammunition. Also, when it comes to being cheaper, the firearms that you're going to be able to purchase for a 22 are going to be cheaper as well. Like one of the first rifles that I ever bought for survival purposes is the Ruger 10/22. Now, I only paid $150 for this thing. Now, I think now they are more, but the 10/22 breakdown is a very effective rifle. It's been around for years that the Ruger has, and it just goes right together. I mean, you can really just store this. We've got our special gun bag for our bag, things like that. But this is like, that is a rifle that you can use very, very accurately for hunting small game. And that's going to be very effective. Now, it's going to be less expensive than it is going to be like an AR or any sort of firearm like that. So not too shabby. That means you can buy more firearms, have more ammunition. That means you can outfit more people for defense as part of your survival team. Okay. Reason number two is that shooting with a 22 is fun. And if shooting is going to be more fun, plinking around with a 22, whether it's a pistol or whether it is a rifle, it's just fun. You can set up targets. The thing is that you're going to train more because it's fun. It's going to get you to the range more. But here's the thing. If you have family members, and we talked about this in the last broadcast about how a 22 doesn't have as much kick to it, which means that family members who are smaller, maybe you have smaller kids, maybe you have a spouse who has weaker hands, maybe somebody is older, but they still have to be able to defend themselves also. Well, going out there with shotguns and ARs might be a little bit too difficult, too hard, too complicated for other family members. But going out there with a 22 and plinking around is a lot of fun because there's not much kick to it, right? So you can go ahead and get your family more tactically proficient as well because it's like fun shooting day. Get out to the range. Now, the other thing is, and this is one, so the Ruger 22 is one of my favorites, but also this is the Ruger LCR pistol. It's a 22 pistol. It has takes 8 rounds, so it's going to carry more ammunition as a pistol than a 6-round revolver is going to be. And I like the revolvers for survival purposes because there's less working parts. Basically, in an environment where you might have moisture, you have grit, you have grime, a revolver is going to be much more reliable than a semi-automatic is going to be. But here's the other reason why I like it for the fun factor is that I have taken, especially women within my family, taken them out to the range who have never shot a pistol before and let them shoot the LCR. Super simple. It's not intimidating. They don't have to, you know, rack the slide, try to remember all these different things that they have to do, take it off safe, whatever. This, you just pull the trigger. And they're able to tell, I mean, it's not intimidating. The 22 doesn't have much kick to it. So it's a lot of fun for them to work with. And then I take the LCR with the 9mm. I say, okay, now, same thing, go ahead and shoot this. Huge difference. I also have a 357 in LCR as well. And it's like a hand cannon. The thing just, you feel it rock your hand. But it does show them the difference between a 22 and a 9mm in a non-intimidating way. So again, you can get a spouse or children much more acclimated to firearms with a 22, and they're going to be much more tactically proficient because they're going to learn a lot faster on it. All right, reason number three is the versatility of the 22 round and the gun that can shoot the 22. So here's what I mean by that. You can find 22s in 22 long rifle, 22 shorts, and most rifles or most firearms out there are going to shoot one of those. However, one of my favorites is the Henry Arms Mare's Leg. So this is a 22. It's they call it like the pistol, right? It's everybody ever seen the old Westerns. I'm blanking out on it right now. Was it the Rifleman? Somebody correct me. Somebody go ahead and put it in the comments there. But this was like the pistol that he carried here. Now you can even saw this down a little bit to be a little bit more to be a little bit shorter if you needed to. However, as it is, it does fit in, like inside of our gun bag. So I use this in the gun bag also. But what I like about the mare's leg is that it is very compact. It's a lever gun, so just like a revolver, it is mechanical. You're not worrying about working parts as far as like a semi-automatic is. So here, you're able to just go ahead and manually go ahead and eject the round there. You don't have to worry about the other parts. Now, the other thing that I really love about this is that this will shoot 22 longs. It'll shoot 22 long rifle. It'll shoot 22 shorts. So no matter what ammo you find or you trade or you purchase or you steal, whatever you do, if it's a 22, you're going to be able to shoot it from this, except for a Magnum. It won't shoot a 22 Magnum. However, it gives you much more versatility for survival purposes that others won't. The other thing that I like is, and I got to be fair, like the Special Forces guy in that article said, ultimately, like the best of both worlds is having an AR, as he says. You know, that's what I would have as an AR platform. I totally agree. Love the AR. Have ARs. And this is my AR pistol. I keep the buffer tube on it. It all still fits inside of my gun bag. Everything I have has got to be able to go with my bug out bag here. But what I like about it is that I can take 5.56 here. So if I can get ammunition and somebody doesn't have 22 or I can't get to 22, I can still take 223, 5.56 and be able to chamber inside of my AR pistol. But what I also like about it is that you can quickly drop in a 22 conversion bolt in here. Just pull out the 223 bolt, take it out, drop the 22 bolt in, and now it will shoot with special magazines. It will shoot 22 long rifle also. And I've got extra magazines for that and everything. So now you do have the best of both worlds with only something the size of a bolt. If you just change out the bolt, you're good to go. Now you've got a dual purpose AR for both defense and for hunting. All right. So and for volume of rounds. So that's another reason why the 22 has the versatility there. Other weapon platforms, as far as I know, don't go between other chamber rounds unless you take out like the whole barrel. So and I know that they're out there. You can exchange a barrel, but you know I don't want to carry around extra barrels. Enough time as a 60 gunner and an assistant to be able to realize that it's not fun carrying around extra barrels out there. Okay, all right. Reason number four is the 22 for reloading. Yes, you can reload 22 rounds. In fact, because they're so small, they take less powder. So with a very small kit, you can actually reload those 22s with, get this, toy cap gun caps, even matches that you can use for the powder that you're going to use for that. Now, I just purchased the 22 reloader that I just found to be able to give this a try. So I have not done it. I would love to hear if you've ever done any reloading when it comes to 22s. I'd love to hear your experience with it. But I'm really looking forward to kind of testing out using matches and using caps to be able to reload 22s and see how that goes. I mean, we're talking about a real SHTF like valuable skill there to be able to manufacture your own ammunition, to be able to reload those things with a caster and with being able to reload those rounds. That's like, to me, that's killer. So I can't wait to get started and test that out. If you've ever dealt with that before, if you've ever tried that, I'd love to hear your experience with it. Any tips that you have, please let me know, because I'm about ready to kickstart this thing. And I'm really looking forward to hearing what you have to say there as well. All right. So number five is probably one of the most obvious reasons, but it's also one of the most important reasons when it comes to the 22 as an all-around survival round. And that is the size of the round and the weight of the round. So if I were to be able to stockpile ammunition, if I were to be able to carry around ammunition with me, the 22, if I want to carry 10 pounds of ammunition, let's go ahead and say I want to carry 10 pounds of ammunition. 10 pounds of 9mm is about 380 rounds. That's about how much you're going to be able to carry with you. That's 10 pounds. 223, 5.56, it's about the same. It's about 370 rounds is 10 pounds. 22 long rifle, 1,300 rounds. More than three times the ammunition for the weight. So again, we're not just talking about volume here. We're talking about what you're going to be carrying around. And when it comes to bugging out. If you ever, you know, if you have to carry your goods with you, you have to carry your house on your back, which is, you know, it's not the most ideal thing to do. But if you have to do that, well, weight matters also. And so if I can carry 1,300 rounds around with me versus 380, that's a huge advantage, right? So much, much lighter round, you can stockpile more. The other thing is that you can, because the 22 is, because the firearms for 22 are very versatile. This is one of my favorites also. This is the U.S. Survival Rifle. Henry has made this also. And this was really meant for originally for the Air Force for a survival rifle. And I might have my history wrong on that, but I know it was used by the Air Force as a survival rifle. It floats pretty awesome. It also has the barrel is in the stock. Comes with a couple of rounds there. You've got the receiver there. So super light also. So again, if we're looking at a survival round and a survival rifle, now I've got a super, super light. And this thing's plastic stock, right? So now I've got a super light rifle that's relatively inexpensive. I think I paid $150 for this also. Nowadays, they're closer to $300. But sometimes we give them away as prizes to our Academy members and things like that. But I love this thing. You know, it's very minimalist, but I like that. It means that I can go minimalist inside of my backpack, my bug out bag. If you've ever seen like my YouTube video out there on the ultralight bug out bag, it's only 26 pounds. Adding something like this is going to be negligible for having really good firepower, really accurate. That's very versatile as well. All right. So those are my five additional reasons and some of my best picks. Now there are other ones out there. I'd love to hear what you have for a 22 firearm as well and what your experience is and your viewpoint from a survival perspective. So please go ahead and leave a comment wherever you're watching this, whether you're watching the live stream on one of our social media channels like Facebook or YouTube, or if you're listening to the blog podcast over there, please go ahead and leave a comment there. Also, leave us a review. I'm looking for a badass five-star review from you. Just go ahead and please leave that for us so we can get the word out there and reach more survival-minded people, all right? So go ahead and leave your comments and your reviews. I look forward to hearing from you. And until our next broadcast, this is Jeff Anderson saying prepare, train, and survive.
You've been listening to the Warrior Life Podcast. We hope you've enjoyed the show. You can help us spread the mission of self-reliance and self-protection when you rate us. And leave us a comment wherever you enjoy these podcasts. And don't forget to check out our posts and videos on our social media channels. You'll see a full directory when you visit our website at www.warriorlife.com. We'll see you next time. This has been the Warrior Life Podcast. Prepare, train, survive.